Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, verse 4. That's the book of Isaiah, verse 35, verse 4. And it reads as follows, and I'm reading from the NIV Bible. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. The Amplified Bible puts it this way. Casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him. For he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. I want to speak today on the topic, free your mind. Amen? Amen. Many of us are experiencing anxiety currently. There are so many things going on in the world that can cause fear, anxiety, stress, or even panic attacks. Our minds are on overload. Here are a few examples. Number one, there is war or rumors of war. In certain countries, it is actually a war going on. And that can cause a lot of stress, a lot of fear, and deep anxiety. Will you survive? You know, will you get hurt? Will your family be okay? And rumors of war isn't much better because you're wondering what's going on. Are we getting ready to get in a war? Will it be a nuclear war? All these things cause fear, anxiety, and even stress. Here's another one. The gap between the rich and the poor grows each day. If you notice, the rich are getting richer, pay less taxes, and the poor gets poorer each day and pay more taxes. I don't know about you, but there's something wrong with this picture. But that can cause a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. Here's another one. Political unrest. In America, we just had an election, and the results of the election caused a lot of fear and anxiety and stress to many people who are worried whether or not the new administration will have their best interests at heart. The America is not the only place this is going on. They have other governments that are like dictatorships where you can't say anything or do anything without Big Brother watching. That can cause stress as well. Here is another one. The price of food and other items are extremely high. If you notice, if you've gone to the store lately, you notice these things, not just food, everything has gone up price-wise. Inflation is running rapid. And there are times where you got to budget, really budget, in order to put food on your table. That can cause stress. What will I eat tomorrow? What will I eat tonight? It can cause fear. Will I starve? Will my family starve? That's high anxiety when the prices of food and other items are high. The other thing about food, the quality of food has diminished. I don't know about you, but I have taken back so much food that was spoiled, whether it be meat, fruits, or vegetables. I spend more time taking food back to the store than I do buying the food in the first place. That can cause stress, anxiety, and fear that you might eat something that'll make you sick. Here's another one. There are problems in the home and with the family structure. As a child, I grew up in a dysfunctional family, so I can understand this very well. There was a lot of stress in my house, a lot of anxiety. And it doesn't stop. I mean, it doesn't stop because of your childhood. You get married, you have kids, and there are times when that's becomes an issue with your kids or with your spouse. Y'all have a disagreement, and that can cause stress as well. Here's another one. The crime rate keeps rising. In America, children between the ages of 12 and 14 are carjacking people and stealing their cars by gunpoint. It's at the point where people are afraid to go out of their homes at night. And some of these crimes are happening in broad daylight, which makes you fearful every time you step outside your door. You got to look around and make sure it's safe. That also affects you when you come, if you're going out with your wife. You're the protector, so to speak. So you got to make sure the environment around you and your wife is safe. Same thing with your children. You don't want to expose your kids to any crime. So you got to really be careful when you go out. This is not just America, but it's all over the world. Now, let's talk about another one. Finding a job. When you are looking to find a job, it can be very stressful. You got to go on interviews. You got to impress somebody who really is not all that interested. They just interview them because that's their job. Then you have to continue the interview. You got to may go on a second interview. Or you may apply for several jobs and not hear back from anybody. That is stressful. That can cause a lot of anxiety because you don't know whether or not you will find a job to support you or your family. Another one is when you have problems on your current job. That can really cause stress. And you know what I mean. I won't even have to give you an example because everybody who has worked has come across a situation on their job that has caused them stress. Now, based on all of these examples that I have given you, we can see why there is fear, anxiety, stress, and panic attacks in our lives. Moses told Joshua in Deuteronomy 31:8, which says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." Now, God allows us to go through things for several reasons. This includes teaching us. Sometimes we have to go through things to learn lessons. And sometimes we go through the same thing over and over again because we didn't learn for the first time. Example, if you overspend, you're going to have money problems. We've done it once, we've done it twice, we've done it three times. We keep doing it over and over again. But it's a moment where God is trying to teach us how to hold on to our money and take care of our money, our finances, just like the parable of the talents. The second way God allows us to go through things is to correct us. I gave you an example about money. And we go through it over and over again. Well, the third time, God will say, you know what? You didn't learn the first two times, so I'm going to have to correct you. And how does God correct you? Well, he'll make it where your finances are no longer available. One way or another, you either lose a job, or et cetera, et cetera. But he'll make it where you will go through something so that you can learn that, you know, perhaps I should have taken care of my money and my finances a lot better. Amen. Amen. Another reason God allows us to go through things is so we will seek him. See, when we are going through things, it is easy to be overwhelmed and not seek God. This is the exact opposite of what we should be doing. You see, God is always with us through our times of trouble. He can eliminate stress and fear in our lives. We should go ask God for his assistance with our problems. Because we will go through things all the time. It's a part of life. God is aware of this and will not allow your plate to be full of anxiety, fear, and stress. He wants to eliminate it from your lives. This is where your relationship with him can grow. The more you seek him, the more you will find him. The more you ask, the more will be resolved. But you gotta ask. You got to seek him. Amen. Amen. It's easier said than done, saints. When you're really going through something, it's hard. I've been there. I've done that. More than once, I may say. But the one thing I did find out is when I finally realized that, you know what, I can't handle this on my own, I sought God. And let me tell you what happened. When I sought God, my problems came off my plate. In other words, I stopped worrying about it. I stopped being stressed out about it. I stopped with the anxiety attacks. I started trusting God and said, you know what, Lord, you can have these problems. I don't want them. And God, who loves us very much, heard my prayer. And he said, okay, James, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take care of these problems for you, which should free your mind. Now, God is good that way. I'm so glad that we have a God that we can go to and say, Lord, I've reached my limit. If you know what I mean. I have totally reached my limit. I can't take it no more. So God, being the loving God he is, that's all he wants us to do. Cast our cares, all our anxieties on him. And God himself will save us. Saints, if we do this, then it will free our minds. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, in Jesus' name we come. Thank you for this word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being our God and the type of God that we can come to in our moments of stress and anxiety and lay it all on your feet, Lord. Thank you for wanting to handle our problems and helping us, Lord. And all you ask, Lord, is that we seek you. Father, help us to seek you during these times and seek you when times are good. Father, we need you, Lord. We cannot do this without you, Lord. We cannot handle stress and fear and anxiety and panic attacks on our own. But Lord, you said you would release us from our burdens. And we trust you in that, Lord. Please help us to have the strength to come to you and ask. Father, I thank you for this word. It's been a blessing to me. And I pray, Lord, that it will bless many. May your word reach out to many, Lord, throughout the land. And may you be glorified in it. To you be all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.